Your DJ's about to go in.
DJ Ben Hop.
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
City to city, coast to coast.
You listening to the best kept secret with DJ Ben Hop.
This DJ's got the game on lock.
Hop, show them some love.
Yo. White are my Raymond and Shelly.
That's right. That's how we start the show. Best Kept Secret every Monday right here on ExcitementRadio.com. Your boy, Ben Hop. This is what I do every Monday right here live in the building. Of course, right here in the beautiful MIA. This is where we at located. This is where we've been, you know, for the past 10 years. Excitement Radio has been doing their thing. And of course, for the past 10 years, I've been there just showing love to independent artists every Monday between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're on the West Coast, it's 4 o'clock right now. You know what I'm saying? 4 p.m. So that being said, this is your first time tuning in. This is what we do, man. If you do music, you got new music out, you want to send it to us, go to excitementradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. All the information is there, what we need from you. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. It's simple, man. You send it to us. Let me say something. The show is every Monday. So if you try to get your, if you submit your music before, like Monday, and we got time to add it, we're going to add it to the playlist. All right? And then you'll see me, you know, Instagram it that you on that show. You'll see the date. You'll see me, you know, put your name in it as far as, you know, your song is going to be played. So that's how it is. Get it in before that, you know, that Monday, and we could squeeze you in. If we got enough now, if there's a lot of people sending us music, you might not be able to get, you know, squeezed in on that day, but get it in early, squeeze it in, you know, we got you, we gonna play it. And like I said, if it's something that I like, I'm gonna keep playing it, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm just gonna play it one time. If it's something I really like, I'm gonna keep playing it. Like, you know, like I played this Shelly song last week with, Andrew, featuring Andrew, Rabon, Rob Byrne. I hope I'm saying it right. But it's called No Weapon. I played it last week. I had to start the show off with it this week. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the vibe on that. So round of applause to them right there. Round of applause. But this is what we do, man, every Monday, man. You know, and when I play it, I'm going to give you some feedback on your music. You know, my feedback comes from me being a DJ since the 90s. You know, I produce, I rap. I used to do all that. I don't do the rapping and producing as much. I mean, I got back into the production. I actually kind of pulled out some of my old production and was trying to, you know, revamp them and remix them and stuff. So, I'm getting back into the swing, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I heard a couple of joints that I did. I said, oh, you know what? I want to re-record them and, you know, add a little more, you know, spice to them. You know what I'm saying? Add a little more spice to it. Give it some more flavor. You know what I mean? So, you know, but I'm just giving you my opinion on your music. At the end of the day, you know, I'm just giving you my feedback, I should say. But at the end of the day, like I said, man, you make music that's going to please you. Like I posted today, T-Pain said that, you know, if he listened to people, he would have never done what he did. Like he would have never done what he would have been doing if he listened to people. And he mentioned two people, Scott Storch, who's a big time producer, right? And then he also mentioned, Snoop Dogg. He says Scott Storch told him not to use the 808 drum beat because, you know, whatever, for whatever reason. But, you know, that's a producer. Maybe that's not his preference, but someone else, T-Pain, produces his own music too. Maybe that's something he wanted to use. And of course, he didn't listen to Scott Storch and he did what he did. Same thing with Snoop Dogg. He said Snoop Dogg told him, you know, hey, that stuff that you putting on your voice, all that, that's just a gimmick. That shit ain't gonna last. But guess what? He still did it. And look at that. He made millions from that. He became a big star and did what he had to do. So what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, people can say whatever they want to say about you or how you do your music, but you do what you want to do. You do what you like to do. You do what you love to do. That's what you do with the music. Like with me, like the music that I've been doing, like, you know, some of the stuff I produced back in the 90s, yo, it was more hardcore. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I like. I like that hardcore. I was like, yo, I was into that hardcore like that. I want my drums to hit hard. I want my samples to be like angry and me, like that's what I like. So when you hear my flavors, you'll hear that. That's what it come out to. Now, you know, I'm doing it because of what I like. Now, people who gravitate to what I like, they like that hardcore sound, they want that hardcore, they'll gravitate to that. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Do what you do. So yeah, I give you feedback, but at the end of the day, do what you do as an artist. Get your music together, do what you do, promote it, you know. It's all about promotions. It's all about getting out there. It's all about being seen. It's all about using social media to your benefit. Like the music industry has changed so much that right now you could do a lot more with a lot less. Like in other words, a lot less money, you could do a lot more. But of course, you need money to invest. Like you need money to invest in what you do. Like of course, if you're going to put out a video, mixing and mastering is very important. Like to me, that's one of the biggest things that an artist need to do with their music. Before they even put it all out, they need to make sure it sounds right. Like, and you know, this is one thing I do and I still do it now. Like with me going through some of my old projects, what I've been doing, get some water here. What I've been doing is, you know, I would run it through this mastering program. You know, adjust it the way I'm hearing it through, like, say, the monitor speakers, right? Then what I would do is I would then take it and listen to it in the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to hear it in the car. Then I would do it on a little Bluetooth speaker just to hear how it sound. Then I play it on my cell phone just with nothing, just to hear how it sound. Because you want to listen to them on them different platforms because you want to make sure the music is not drowning out the vocals and the vocals sound nice and clear. So I use all those. So doing a mix, you know, I might go back and forth 3 or 4 times to adjust some. Like one mix, I might say, oh, nah, I don't like it. It's too high. It's too pitchy. Like too much highs in that. Let me adjust some of that. So adjust some of that. It may be too bassy. I'm like, nah, you know what? It's too bassy. Let me adjust. So you got to do that. You can't just, you know, when you do music, you got to take your time. Like if you're going to do it yourself, then you really got to take your time. But if you have the money to invest and get a professional to do it, because I'm going to tell you, there's professionals out there. That's all they do is mix and master music. That's what they are, you know, that's their forte. That's what they do. By all means, if you could, you get those type of people to work on your music, they're going to give you that finished product. And this is what I always say, like, you know, as a DJ, and this is my DJ ear talking to you, as a DJ, you know, when you give people your music, let's say, I'm going to use Drake for a minute. Like, let's say Drake and, you know, his music is on this level. Like, and if you see where my hand's up, I got my right hand real high. And then you give me a song, but your level is not even to that. It's way down here somewhere. It ain't going to work, man. You need to be on that same level with all these big names. Like, so that's what I'm saying with the mixing and mastering. They can make it sound like that same equivalent level with those. So that's one aspect of where you would spend your money. But of course, promotions, all of that. Like, there's so many things you have to do. So that's why I say when you do this music, it's not just, you know, a game. It's not a hobby. Like, it should be a business to you. You know what I'm saying? And take that business serious, because one song can change your life. One song can. Nowadays, it's not like back in the days, like back in the 70s, 80s, where you needed, like, you know, cats like that was in the 70s, they needed albums to be like recognized as one of the greats. Like, they needed several songs before people would say, yo, this is a great group. Like, they needed song after song. Nowadays, you could have one hit and you could be set for life, you know, set for life. Listen, look at a example, you know, Vanilla Ice for you old folks. You know, really one song that he really made that made him big like that. And he's still going on tours today. You know what I'm saying? He's still traveling and doing shows now. Just off of one song, that Ice Ice Baby. And that's for the old folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, and look at your boy Soulja Boy. Like, Soulja Boy, I mean, let's be real. How many songs does he really have that was big like that? I mean, you know, he's popular with the kids, but most people know that you don't, oh, the boy telling them, don't. That's what they remember. So I'm just saying, you know, that one song can really take you to that next level. So with that being said, let's jump into the show. We have a lot of music to play today. And like I said, this is not a genre-based show. Like I said, we play all genres of music. So if you do anything, whether you do R&B, Afro beats, inspirational, gospel, hip-hop, whatever you do, trap music, like, we mix it up. We play it all here. This is not a genre-based show. Of course, I try to keep the genres together when we do the sets. But like I said, this is not a genre-based show. This is more like us just coming in and just, you know, playing just different vibes from people who are submitting music, or we getting music from all over the world. And I do got a country song today, too, in the list. So with that being said, let's jump into it, man. And keep it locked right here. ExcitementRadio.com. Ben Hop. Let's go. Best Kept Secret. Let's go. Come on.
A single word. You always seem to know where I
Out, man,
what's up, Slim?
Hey, I got a secret to tell you, man.
What's up?
Hey, hold on, but I can't tell you though, cause it's the best kept secret.
Oh, you mean with DJ Ben Hop?
Oh, so you know?
Hell yeah!
It's your boy Mikey Boslow from New Jersey, and I got on excitementradio.com because just like the heroes from back in the day, like Cool DJ Red Alert, we got a show, the best kept secret show with DJ Ben Hop, that's actually repping for up and coming artists, and I love it. Yeah.
Love at first sight.
It's your boy Ben Hop. Every Monday right here, I'm live. I'm doing it. I'm showing love to artists all over the world. Make sure you get at me. Send me your music right here on excitementradio.com. I'm showing love on The Best Kept Secret. It's your boy Ben Hop. I've been doing this for more than 10 years. Let's get it in. Show me what you got. I got you. I'm going to show you some love right here on excitementradio.com. Your boy Ben Hop. Let's go.
Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Pull up again.
My baby born in Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
I've been boozy
changed since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 15.
That's right. That's that country right there with that rap. Come on. Yeah. Bar get tipsy. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. At the bar get tipsy. Yeah, round of applause on that one, man. Hold on. A round of applause, man. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Yeah, boy. Hold on there, man. I got my radio playing in the back. Everybody at the ball get tipsy. Yeah, boy. What's up? Round of applause, man. That's that first set. Let's run it down the line. Run it down the line, the first set. So I started off the set with Terry Green, my girl Terry Green. It's called Caught Up on B Joint. Her Instagram is the Terry Green Project. Nice vibe on Terry Green joint. Nice vibe. Great sound. You know what I'm saying? That R&B. You know, and that's what I like. She's doing R&B. She's not doing like that trap R&B that, you know, it ain't like, you know, there's different variations of R&B, you know, trap R&B, rap R&B, whatever. But I could hear that, you know, she's doing the R&B. So shout out to her, man. Keep doing it, girl. Definitely would like to hear more from you. Terry Green, it's called Caught Up. And she has original around it. So I guess this is the original version of the song. So, you know, maybe it has remixes too. So shout out to her. Which is a good, let me make a point while I'm on it. Which is a good idea. It, like back in the days when, I'm just giving you some tips here. Back in the days, you know, of course, DJing the records when you would get like the single records, not the albums, but the single. You know, on the B side or the flip side of the single, you would get like a different remix of that song. So a lot of them sometimes would have different remixes. So, you know, you could have like a dance remix, a pop remix, whatever. Like if it's on B, you could then have like another type of remix. So definitely with this song right here, she should think about it. Cause even though that's what made me think about it when she put original next to it, well, at least when I got the song and said original, I would say yes, you know, if you're doing stuff like this, it doesn't hurt to have a dance version, like a club version, like one of those kind of like EDM, not, it could be EDM or a techno or a house version of your song, of your R&B song. Like that's hot. Like if you ever heard some Whitney songs, like, you know, some DJs, they have like some Whitney songs, the original version, but then they got the dance version of them joints. You know what I'm saying? So that's hot. So it'll be good, you know, if she does that too. I don't know if she does that, but I'm just saying. That's an idea for y'all. Then after that, you got Josh X. It's called Breathe. That's what it's called. Breathe. Yes, we need to breathe. Afrobeat joint sounded real good. Real good. I like the vibe on that. Definitely great job. His Instagram is Josh X Antus. A-N-T-U-S. So that's the IG right there. But yo, shout out to Josh X with that Afrobeats. Now Afrobeats is winning right now. This is why, I say that Afrobeats is winning right now because Afrobeats is a feel-good vibe. Afrobeats is not a vibe that you want to fight and argue and you get drunk and you want to start getting violent in the club. Now, Afrobeat is the more you drink, the more you want to dance. It's like you want to dance to Afrobeat song. Like even the, and then there's a lot of TikTok challenges with the Afrobeats and people just doing the dances and Afrobeats. They killing it right now. They winning right now because they bringing it back to the dance. They bringing it back to just having fun when you hear music and dancing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think we got away from that with a lot of the music, but shout out to them. And like I said, shout out to Josh X on that one. So great job, Josh. Then Tommy Habib. We have played Tommy in the past, you know, so shout out to Tommy. Round of applause to Tommy. Let me give him. Oh, I gave him an air horn. My bad, Tommy. Hold on. Let me give you a round of applause. Tommy sends us music on occasion and, you know, he's definitely consistent. That pop, I put him under the pop category. And this, of course, the same name of this song was called Love at First Swipe. Now, I didn't really listen to the lyrics as, you know, I heard the vibe. I was listening to it. Great job. But I want to hear the lyrics again because I'm like, what are you talking about? White first swipe. Like when he swiped that credit card, like did she fall in love when you swipe that credit card? Cause a lot of y'all women, that's when y'all fall in love. When y'all see that credit card get swiped, whoop, now you're like all the hearts and eyes and stuff. Cause you see that money, whoop, swipe. So that's what it was. I don't know. I'm going to double check the song, but shout out to Tommy, for that, man. Great. You know, pop vibe. Like I said, you know, when it comes to that pop music vibe, you know, you have a very big, audience that you could deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, even when it's time to DJ, you know, as a DJ, you're doing an open format. You could be like in a brunch setting. You could be like in a outdoor setting. You could do something like that. And it's an open format and you could always find some great pop music to mix with everything else. And, you know, that's just one thing with pop music. Like, it's just feel good music, man. It's like, it's also feel good. Like, you don't never hear pop music that's angry. Like, do you ever hear pop music that's like angry? Like, you'll have pop music that maybe talks stuff, but most of the time it's just, you know, it's good. Like, it's a feel good. So shout out to Tommy, on that one. And last but not least, now let me get his name right. This is my country guy right here. Shaboozy. Now Shaboozy got the blue check. Now this is the thing, man. I don't know with the blue checks now, you know, what that mean. Cause it's like before it meant something. I'm not saying it don't mean nothing now, but I'm just saying, man, like, so let me look at his IG real quick. So, because I'm gonna tell you right now, he sounds real good. Now I'm not aware of his status as far as what his musical, you know, who's he sign with or whatever, but this guy is hot. Like, I got the new music and I'm not aware of it, but I did get the music and I was like, I heard it. I'm like, yo, I gotta play it because it's that country and it's a black dude too. It's a country joint, but he's singing from the window. Like, it sounded like he was singing from the window to the wall type joint, but he was mixing it in with that. That is a great vibe. Like, and I know Beyonce came out with a whole country album now. So, you know, don't get it twisted. There was a lot of black people doing country. They probably wasn't getting the notoriety or they wasn't being seen as much. Like I said, for me right now, I don't know. Shaboozy might be someone big. I don't know. I mean, he got a good following and stuff. And like I said, that song was like the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, and I see him doing big things. So this brother sounded real good. And that's why I said, you know, this opens up, you know, your mind and your listening to going and listening to other, you know, artists and other genres. Like, that's what Beyonce actually did. You know, when you think about her doing that country song, right? All right. She has a very big following. You know, a lot of people support, a lot of people go, like, I don't know, y'all go out there and buy them $5,000 tickets to sit way in the back row or something like that, but that's the kind of love she get, right? Okay, fine. But to the regular, you know, listener, she you know, with her doing that country song, she opened up like a lot of people to that genre who may have never listened to country before. I mean, as a DJ, yes, I've done events where I've played some country music. Like, I've done events when I had to only play country music. So I really had to do my homework, because I'm not really a country DJ. You know what I'm saying? But I had to do my homework, make sure I had it, you know. So, you know, I was able to maneuver through that event without no problems. But what I'm saying is, you know, I only know maybe a couple of country artists that I know from the top of my head. I am not a country listener. But, of course, Beyonce, like I said, she has opened the door. And now it seems like you're seeing more and more black artists that are doing country, which really they were already doing country music. They were already out there doing it. They just wasn't getting that exposure. But now with Beyonce doing it, now people are starting to see, you see black girls wearing country cowboy boots and cowboy hats and stuff. They got their jackets with the little things on. What do you call them little things on the shoulder? Like with the little ruffle thing, whatever they call that on the jackets, huh? Oh, you here? I'm sorry. You
look
here?
Like I wasn't here, but that's all right, Ben Hop.
Okay. So, yeah, so I was like, so now because of that, you got like a whole new, like a whole new audience that's open to that. So shout out to my brother, man. I like that song. Man, round of applause. Thank you so much. So Shy Will is in the building. Shy, what you got to say? You know, anything you want to add to what I was saying? That was the first set. I know you wasn't here for that, but that was the first set.
Just from what you said, far as, you know, about the country music, yes, black people have been doing singing country music for a long time. It just didn't get the exposure what it needed. I don't know if I like to say other people dominated it more than black people, but we've always been in that genre.
Always. That is true. Always been in that genre. And actually, you know, if you go back to some historians and you ask them who started it, they'll be like, black people actually started country music. You get what I'm saying? So I've heard that argument. So, you know, we're not going to argue who started it, whatever. Or we're just going to be, you know, saying that what's good, what's good. What's good music was good music. And like I said, this had a vibe. This is something, you know, it's like that song, Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama. Like that is like a classic. You could play that in any place. Black and white people know that song. Kind of like that Suavemente song, that Spanish song, Suavemente, man. Yo, black, Latin, everybody, Jamaican, everybody knows that song. So there's certain songs that people know that crosses all genre lines that you can play, and people know, like with me, like I could be at a black event, like, I don't want to say it like that. I could be like an event like that, and I'm playing like all the hits, like the Luthers, the Stevies, the Michaels, the Berry. I could be playing the Frankie Beverly Amazing, and everybody is vibing. They're having a great time and all that. But then I throw on the Suavemente. Now you see every black brother and sister and everybody get up on the floor and they want to start dancing. I don't get it. I'm like, yo, y'all should show that same energy when I'm playing all the black hits like that. But that's another argument. We ain't going to talk about that. Now, that's a DJ argument, which I'm going to have that show coming up with some DJs. But that's a DJ argument. But with that being said, we about to jump back in. You want to introduce yourself before we start? Because, you know, because I'm about to jump into this. What you want to do? You want to say something before I start?
What's up, everyone? This is Shy Will.
That's it?
How you doing, Ben Hop?
I'm all right.
I'm ready for the next
set. Okay. Yes. Best kept secret. Let's go.
Give me some of that vagina.
And this beat from Cash, not from YouTube.
20 seconds ago, I was doing like energy light. I just cut my bitches off. I know we both fell off. I'm trying to rekindle the light. Like it's just me. Just wanna have fun, let's get a little threesome going. She made a caller, she ain't gon' keep it boring. She said I got one job, baby, just keep me pouring. I said she got one job, baby, just keep recurring. She told me she like it like that, okay, baby, let me rewind it. She told me I'm hitting a spot, it didn't take me long to find it. Your pussy is wetter than most, and baby, I'm just being honest. You and your coochie are twins, you got a beautiful vagina. Okay, man's beautiful pussy and fake.
Pull up again!
just doing that thing that you like. I just cut my bitches off. I know we both fell off. I'm trying to rekindle the light. Like it's just me for you. She just wanna have fun. Let's get a little threesome going. She made a caller. She ain't gonna keep it going. She said I got one job, baby, just keep me purring. I said she got one job, baby, just keep recurring. She told me she like it like that, okay, baby, let me rewind it. She told me I'm hitting a spot, it didn't take me long to find it. Your pussy is wetter than most, and baby, I'm just being honest. You and your coochie are twins, you got a beautiful vagina. Broken man's beautiful pussy and face, let me make a date. Let me go handle this busy, I change, pick you up at 8. I know what you like to eat, baby, let me pick your plate. I'ma make sure you enjoy it, you ate, then I get you ate. 28 seconds ago, I was doing that thing that you like. I just cut my bitches off. I know we both fell off, I'm trying to rekindle the light. Like it's just me for you. She just wanna have fun, let's get a little threesome going. She made a caller, she ain't gonna keep it boring. She said I got one job, baby, just keep me pouring. I said she got one job, baby, just keep recurring. She told me she like it like that, okay, baby, let me rewind it. She told me I'm hitting the spot, it didn't take me long to find it. Your pussy is wetter than most, and baby, I'm just being honest. You and your coochie is twins, you got a beautiful vagina. You and your coochie is twins, you got a beautiful vagina. You and your coochie is twins, you got a beautiful vagina. Right there.
In a world where radio airwaves are filled with the same 10 big artists, hour after hour, making you sick of listening, ExcitementRadio.com and DJ Ben Hop presents the Best Kept Secret Show, leaving every single person that listens saying,
yes! That's awesome!
So tune in. ExcitementRadio.com. DJ Ben Hop, the best kept secret show.
You started on the grind, phone going whip a little different, that's how a turbo sound. Anywhere they slip, it's going down. Niggas know I ain't doing no zips, you better buy a pound. And niggas know we don't do attempts, tell Brody run him down. Put it in my hand, these hoes got me on prepaid. Killer up on cam, I'm trying to watch a replay. If it's a race, it's a mems, I'm on a sweet pace. Drop 200 bands on your head, now it's a sweepstakes. My young niggas treat hits like back ends, they try and cash in. Don't book me for no show if I can get my strap in. Imagine me not making it home because of this rap. Shit, I be thinking just make me wanna clap shit. Niggas look like real bitches posting for fake cages. Drop his daddy for pussy, that's how little bro blazed him. My ops know we pack shit, no switching locations. Me before they heard on the news, put slips in rotation. Everybody stand on business till we knock him down. 30 shots, jump out that Draco, chop him down. Puggies do a brick of dog, karate, chop it down. That penthouse going hit a little different, you started on the ground. That phone going whip a little different, that's how a turbo sound. Anywhere they slip, it's going down. Niggas know. No, we don't do attempts, tell Brody run him.
Aaron with the nets, 40 with the kick. We hop out and walk them down, we don't do attempts. Y'all shooting from cars, y'all niggas some kids. We hit niggas in they head, nigga go back if you miss. We hop out them strikers trying to send a nigga home. I know soon as niggas die, I've been doing this shit so long. For the right price, we'll do a nigga wrong. Hit that nigga in his dome.
When you go, don't take your phone, nigga.
All my ops get fat that. Get they hat tat. That boy ain't never seen 21. This ain't blackjack. If you hang with them, you getting shot at, nigga. That's that. Can't wait to dog poke his head out and get his ass smacked. All my pockets heavy. Handcuffed by Prezi. Please don't play with niggas like me. That shit get deadly. Hit your dog with a crazy hezzy if you try to check me. Pull up on a nigga block shooting like I'm Steffin, nigga.
Everybody stand on business till we knock him down. 30 shots, jump up that Draco, chop it down. Puppies do a brick of dog, karate, chop it down. That penthouse going hit a little
different. You started on the ground. That phone going whip a little different. That's how a turbo sound. Anywhere they slip, it's going down. Niggas know I ain't doing no zips. You better buy a pound. And niggas know we don't do attempts. Tell Brody run him down.
Ayo, stop the music. This your boy Big Swayze Styles. And right now you're tuned into Excitement Radio, the best kept secret. Let's go. We out here. We out here. We out there. Let's get it. Bang, bang.
How many marijuana strains exist in the world? About Sativa Indica and Ruderalis. Listen, how many strains of marijuana exist in the world? We're going to do it like this. Ah. Wake and bake with cherry wedding cake. Super sour haze, how many toxins does it take? Used to be HB13 and blue by Gorilla. But nowadays, Northern Lights is just too vanilla. Headband, chem dog, strawberry, purple Urkel. They call out my strain, I overstand a tight circle. Miami down south with the crypto merch. In New York, that's the haze that we used to call church. Painter with an easel, the sour is the diesel. Popcorn, nuggets, crust with cheese, that's diesel. I ain't a cheetah or a breeder, just a grower with a sack. Before the feds got involved, I used to make a nice stack. Always can your melon, bring a shovel in the bush. I got a hoe up in my garden and some crystal Hindu Kush. Mighty might turn mush when left till October. Keep puffin' and puffin', I never stay sober. Hashem is Jehovah, Jesus, Mary, and Joe. Since the dawn of man, we've been tending to grow. Sativa, Ruderalis, Indica Mountain. 14-foot plants, Jamaica by the fountain. From the hills of California to the shores of New York. Can't stop the overgrow, this is straight conscious talk. Duck foot freak show for the outdoor grower. Somebody's farm so big, they need a lawnmower. Factories in Manitoba, indoors by the lake. Reap and I sow and I always bring a rake. Backwoods, stash hoods, hats in a basket. Yeah, I smoke reefer till I hop out the casket. Get a little drastic by 2 years in advance. I recommend the remix if you have a chance. I recommend the remix and the Romulan if you have a chance. And the goat, terpene dreams, paint the scene for the hooking. Afghani, Afghani, apricot stones cooking. Grapefruit by Riot, push me, please try it. Rolling Stone, Sunday driver while I drive it. Cheetah piss, mac and cheese, papaya punch. Watermelon, orange, shoulder munchies at lunch. I got a hunch that Northern Lights is always on deck. Raspberry oil spill and my favorite train wreck. Baker's dozen, Pennywise, mother's finest. I named 50 strains you need to rewind this. Marijuana timeless in a world full of issues. Devil haze and G13, I need the tissues. Cherry Garcia, Skittles and Tangy. White Widow, White Rhino, even cotton candy. Punta Roja and the Vietnamese. Yeah, and that good old blue cheese.
Smoking typical pot usually produces mind-altering or hallucinogenic experiences, but sometimes it has little or no effect on some people. But as the drug becomes more concentrated, it has all of the effects of any of the hallucinogens. In high dosage, it parallels LSD. And already, more purified marijuana, hashish, and the synthesized THC itself are readily available.
Yo, this your boy Rampage, the First Lieutenant, representing that D-Freeze movement. You checking out my big homie, DJ Ben Hop. It's already official. D-Freeze is the movement from AZ to Philly to New York to Miami. We got it on lockdown to Colorado, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Dirty South. Ben Hop is now in the building. It's official. And if you hating on my cousin, fix your face. You already know what the movement is. And if you don't know, Deep Freeze is the movement. We coming on everybody. Salute.
A nigga like me, man. I'm out of game. I'm out of hustle, man. Hash, weed, heroin. Fans still going to maybe, man.
Just reflecting up on the game and all the states that I took up. Frank the Saint with the suit off, showing them how to cook up.
Whether bars is hard or hard as booger sugar. If you're looking for someone to save it, you should look up. From getting our record sealed to getting record signed. Change comes from the heart, perseverance the mind. Recreating the feel, doing it for the real. Wrist hurt, but screw it, I do it without the drill. Do it without a cosign, nuts big in a whole mind. Old school dance hall vibe, it's a slow grind. They say that we pushing poison, poppy seed from the earth. The poppy seed in my re-up is my only resource. Of course, ex-corner boy by the corner store. Block hotter than corduroys with the oven on. A bunch of crabs with a barrel, who you gunning for? In the United States, they couldn't stop us all. No. In the United States, they couldn't stop us, no. Rockwell's.
My kids before I make breakfast, grab my gun before I grab my necklace. They don't know I'm dodging the feds or the paramedics. The coke come from different directions, no interception. My lifestyle's a blessing to keep y'all niggas attention. You a thug or a nigga that a snitch. Just tell on your whole clique for a bitch just to get a little lick. You probably doing drugs, tell on the connect in the pub. Be the same nigga in the club whooping around with a snub. You know the bad part, you a snitch on your brother if he start busting and bail him out, tell him in the morning that you love him. You see these fake hugs and you don't know about it till in handcuffs. Laying on the floor and nobody come pick you up. Columbus discovered America, who discovered us? If Rosa Parks can get to the back, back.
I want the bus, bus.
I would have bought the bus,
right? Bus.
I nuts and chocolate, your bitch call me a Nestle Crunch.
Take a bite.
Come on again.
That's right, that's right.
Come on again.
Call the hustle. Best kept secret.
Come on again.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, we live here, baby. Come on. Yeah, that was our next set. Let's run it down the line. Our next set right there. Our next set, we started off with Chow Lee. Chow Lee had that joint, that drill joint. Give me that drill sound. Miss Beautiful V, man. His IG is Thanks Chow. Thanks, Chow. Shout out to Chow Lee right there. I like the energy on that. I did put a pull up on it. That pull up. I did that, man, on it. I like the energy on that. Energy was, a lot. I like energy. See, energy is good, man. When you have that music, it's good. Anything you want to add?
I can definitely agree with that. Energy is everything, and it's important with the music, too. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, every song has a message, but what message are you telling us?
Right. It's energy. There you go. And then, like you said, you play this. I always say, this is how I say, the way you record music, you know, if you don't have that energy, if you don't have that fire, like when you record it, and you listen to it 10 years down the line, it's going to sound flat. It's not, you got to have that energy. So that way, when you listen to it 10 years down the line, it still sound with that energy. You still could feel that energy through that song. Then after that, we came back with, The Crook feat, The Crook with Skilla Baby. The Crook. With Skilla Baby. It's called Down Down. Down Down. What did I write with that? High energy on that too. This was high energy. This was definitely a club joint. A lot of high energy with that. A lot of, you know, just that energy was in there. Definitely, definitely a lot of energy. I like that. Like the way they came off. They from Detroit too, so shout out to them. Detroit, definitely had great energy on that, and I like the vibe, man. Keep doing it. Let me hear some more, you know what I'm saying? You know, and like I said, once again, it's the way you promote, the way you market whatever you're trying to put out there, cause you know, you get it to the right people, you get it to the right, you do the right marketing for it, it's gonna catch on, you know what I'm saying? I always use my, you in the woods and you got two pieces of wood and you rubbing them together to build a fire. You know what I'm saying? Like if you stuck in the woods and you know the sun about to come down and it's going to drop, the temperature going to drop and you need to build a fire, you're going to find two pieces of wood and you're going to try to rub them together to start a fire. But how many people will give up after 10, 15 minutes? Like if they keep rubbing that wood together and nothing happening, you know, some people give up and say, yo, I can't start the fire. But you keep rubbing that wood together, you don't know, boy. And all you need is a spark. Once you get that spark going, that's how these big, you know, when you see these big forest fires out in California and all that, how you think they start? They start from just one spark of a fire because everything is dry there and then one spark just lights the whole place up. So just remember that. Anything you want to add? Yes. What else you want to add to that? That's the second joint. Second joint, The Crook and Skilla Baby. Skilla Baby. Yeah.
No, that's definitely on point. It was a great song. And this is what's important, too. You can make music for everyone. Everyone's going to like it, but is it a good song? Or is it just because everybody likes it and makes it a good song? I've been meaning to ask you that, though. But.
Well, if you were here on time, you would have heard my opening speech where I said that I posted T-Pain.
I didn't ask you all that.
Right. Well, I'm just trying to tell you because you got me repeating myself.
There was no reason for that.
So if you were on time, you would have heard my speech. Or if you was paying attention while you was on your way here, you would say, yeah, Hop, I heard what you was talking about. But anyway, so T-Pain, I posted what T-Pain posted. So T-Pain posted that when he was doing music, he didn't listen to anybody. And he mentioned two people in his post. He mentioned Scott Storch, big time producer. And he mentioned Snoop Dogg, big time artist. He said Scott Storch told him not to use the 808 drum beat sound, like that boom, that 808 bass sound, you know, in his music. Because, of course, Scott Storch is a producer. So he may have his own things that, or his own preference on what he liked to use and stuff like that. So, of course, he was telling T-Pain, nah, don't use that, don't use that. Maybe he was trying to tell T-Pain, nah, that's played out, that's old, we don't use that now. Because at the time, you know, he was doing this stuff. He didn't listen. He said, I ain't listen to that. He said some of his biggest songs that he produced was, he used the 808 in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like stuff he did with Kanye. He used the 808 in there. So he's like, no, nigga, like, he didn't listen to that. Same thing with Snoop Dogg. He said, Snoop Dogg told him, yo, all that reverb, that thing that you putting on your voice, man, that's a gimmick, man. That shit ain't gonna last. Right? Snoop Dogg told him not to do it. Nah, don't do that shit. That's a gimmick, man. Don't do that shit. He did it. And the point he making is, he did what he wanted to do, not listening to everybody else. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, when you do music that you want to do, you know, don't listen to anybody else. Cause everybody, music is very subjective. Like, what you may think is a hit, I may listen to it and say, it's okay. But what I might vibe to and fuck with, you may not vibe to it. Like, okay, you into R&B. I might be more into, you know, I love R&B too, but I might be more into that hip hop where if I hear some class, like some hip hop and boom bap beats, I'm like, ah, that shit is hot. Cause that's just me. So everybody's different. So yes, you know, I think when it comes to music, you just gotta make what you like. But the key to it is don't just record something just because, and it's not recorded right. It's not sounding right. Logistically, like, it's not sounding right because it's not recorded right. You recorded it in your closet at the crib and you didn't use the right compression on the mics and, you know, the beat is too bassy and, you know, and you trying to make a mix. You know, if you're going to put something out that's mixed, that sounds right, sonically sounds right. And then, like, just do you. You know what I'm saying? Like when you think about a lot of artists out there, everybody did themselves. Like, okay, if you look at MC Hammer, right? Was MC Hammer trying to be like a hardcore rapper?
No, he wasn't trying to be like anyone.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Was he trying to be a hardcore rapper? Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't trying to be no hardcore rapper.
No.
He wanted to be an entertainer. And so the music he did was more for what he did. And that's what he did. You get what I'm saying? You look at Wu-Tang. Yeah, Wu-Tang was underground. They had them hard beats and the hard lyrics. That's what they did. You get what I'm saying? So everybody, when you look at the Two Live Crew, you know, rest in peace, Chinaman, you know. When you look at the Two Live Crew, they did the booty shake. They did the bass music. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what they did. So everybody did what they did. And that's what I'm talking about with music. Like, don't do, you know, and I feel like a lot of times we getting a lot of copycats. Like, everybody sounding the same. But y'all gotta understand, the way to break out in this game is not to sound the same. Don't sound the same like everybody else. You know, there's DaBaby, Little Baby, Baby, yo, like, how many babies out there? Like, goddamn, y'all can't think of another name? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. There's little this, little that, little this. Y'all can't think of another name? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, come on. So that's what I'm saying. So when you do music, you do music. You do music for what you love to do, but make sure it sounds right. Make sure it's coming out right.
Is this you still answering the question I asked?
I even forgot the question. I'm just talking right now, but that
you
was
see
it.
What I'm saying?
And then the next one, what was the question anyway? I forgot. But anyway, so then after that, we came with the third one, White Owl. White Owl. It's called Terpene Dreams. Terpene Dreams. Now I like this. This was in the hip hop. Talking about all the different strands of marijuana. He's like, yo, how many strands of marijuana is there out there? And, you know, this was a hip hop beat. This was definitely like in that category. Like, this is something that, you know, I would have fun with. Like, I'm playing, I'm hearing the beat, the way he's rhyming on it. Great vibe on it. I like this, man. Keep doing your thing, my brother. And then you want to add to the third one.
Of course.
That was hip hop.
You don't have to keep repeating and being loud.
How you gonna sell me out on my show? You be selling me out on my show. This is my show. This is the Ben Hop Best Kept Secret show.
Wow.
Go ahead. What you say
okay,
now?
So definitely that song had a great connection.
Yeah.
And also had his own sound. And I know you might hear me say that often, but if I'm saying that, that means it's a great thing. That's just my personal
opinion.
So
when you say, so let me break it down. So I'm gonna ask you so people can understand. So when you say it had his own sound, you're trying to say that it don't sound like nobody else. Like, he don't sound like nobody else.
Exactly. Even though I truly believe it's a bittersweet moment when someone say, oh man, your rhymes is like
you sound like Jay-Z. Like,
but,
when somebody
but you're not
say,
Jay-Z, but it's a bittersweet moment.
I'm giving you an example. Like, when somebody hear you, a rapper, and they say, oh man, you sound like Jay-Z.
Right.
That's actually a good and bad thing.
Bittersweet.
That's like the double-edged sword, bad and good, salt and pepper, sugar and salt, whatever you want to call it. Yes, because like you said, it's like, yeah, you sound good, but nigga, you sound like somebody else.
Right.
Right.
Which means there's still, that means you still have, there's potential there too. That's how I would take it as an artist. Like, it's a bittersweet moment. And so when I explain and say it has its own sound, which means it sounds like nothing that I've ever heard before, but that's exactly what you want your music to be, especially if you want your music to be timeless.
Right. No, I agree with you.
The other day, the Temptations was playing and the kids knew the song. And I'm like, how the heck these kids that is like 10 years old.
No, okay.
It's amazing
that's
though.
That's simple, Shy Will.
From their parents.
That's simple, Shy Will. Yes, they're around.
Yeah, but they like
members,
it.
But that's what I'm saying. They around family members who are playing it and they get exposed to it. And they listen, cause you gotta remember music, they were, when you're talking about who you, was the group again, you said what? Earth, Wind & Fire?
Temptation.
Oh, the Temptation. Yeah, they played instruments. They created music, like they wrote music. So when you're talking about, you know, music like that, it's music that's why music is timeless. That's why we say music is timeless. Like, you know, you could be at a movie, right? You know how you go into a movie, and you have a movie soundtrack, right? And the soundtrack has nothing but like classic songs it's playing. Like, I was listening, like I remember watching the last Terminator movie, right? And we're in the movie theaters. That whole soundtrack was like 90s hip hop. I was like, yo, that shit is hot. Like, and it went with the scenes. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it was like, oh shit.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is music is timeless. So yes. The kids, if they're exposed to that, then yes, they will understand it. Like my kids, they hear all that. My kids know these songs. My kids sing along with me. And I, you know, I'll be like, my, sure look good tonight. Like they know, you know, the R&B.
They the soprano note?
They be hearing me, dog. So, but I'm just saying, so, you know, anyway, shout out to White Owl. Then after that, the last one in the set, Rockwell's Royal Flush. It's called The Hustle. Once again, hip hop. I put this in the hip hop category. This is what I love hearing. I love hearing some hip hop. I want to hear some hip hop. I want to balance it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we do here at Excitement Radio. We balance it out. We play it all. you know, yeah, we'll give you that new stuff. We got the new Drake this and all that. Yeah,
but that's what
that.
I was wondering with the last two songs, because the last time you chewed me up.
Well, oh, they ain't rap, that's hip hop.
No, no, okay. Remember what you remember how I explained to you, like, so, okay, hip hop is like a Wu-Tang. Rap is like an MC Hammer. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, do you see the difference? Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way I could kind of explain it to you. Like, rap is like a Two Live Crew. That was more rap because it didn't fall in the hip hop category. You know what I'm saying? To me, hip hop is boom bap beats, lyrics. Like, it ain't really no, like, a hook. They're not really worried about a chorus, a hook. It's more of, they giving you 16 bars. Like, they boom, they rapping, they giving you metaphors. Whereas rap, they give you like a couple of bars and they go into the hook. That's just my baby daddy. That's just my baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, shake it with your mama. You know, that's more of a rap thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say hip hop is more like when you listening to like an old school Nas, like you listening to like Main Source, you listening to like Mobb Deep, like Shook Ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's more like you listening to lyrics with hard beats and stuff. Whereas you got rap, where it's, to me, rap is more commercial. Like, it's more, that's the way I could break it down. Now, everybody could have their own breakdown, how they break it down. I'm just saying, that's how I break it down. So, even with my crates and my DJ crates, I have it listed as hip-hop/rap. Because I'm not gonna separate them, you know, cause they all under that same genre of, like, say, rap music, rap and all that. Cause you got drill rap, right? You got trap music, which is rap. You get what I'm saying? Like, so you have the different styles of rap music, whereas you got the hip hop and stuff like that. So that's what I mean by that. So whenever you think about that, if you hear a song, it sounds more like a MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, you know, Young MC, or it sound more like a Mobb Deep or Wu-Tang. You get what I'm saying? Then you can tell the difference. You can say, okay, this is more hip hop and this is more rap. You know, however you want to break it down. You get what I'm saying, Shywell? So yes, I put these last two songs, I would put more in the hip hop category. That's what I would, if I was to categorize them, that's how I would categorize them. All right? Does that make sense? I'm just trying to make sense. Does that make sense?
That's all right, because if I need to ask again, I'm going to ask
again.
Yeah,
no problem. Best kept secret.
Your long answers and intros.
Let's go.
Nigga, that's not you, nigga. We know what's going on outside, nigga.
That's not you.
Not front, nigga. Ooh, get on your body, nigga. Ooh, ah. Talking that money, that's really not you.
Niggas be talking that money, the nigga, that's not you.
That's not you, nigga.
151s, the nigga, that I blew. Hit clubs, live 15 bands, nigga, on the walkthrough.
15
packs,
nigga.
GLS, CP3, nigga, we don't walk to. Get up on us, we throw it in sport too. MP had to make it to court too. And look at my drip, man, it cost two. I don't speak on the shit that I bought you. And we all shining and I got diamonds and niggas know I'm a boss too. Are you talking that money, that's not you. Are you talking that money, that's not you.
Niggas be talking them bodies, nigga, that's not true.
What?
Bitch, I'm the boss. I'm the one sending them niggas that shot you. Soon as I up this 30,
bow.
Nigga, my hands get dirty. Nigga, don't fight, get buried. Shoot at your feet, get sturdy.
Bow.
Y'all niggas be talking that money shit, cause your man get it.
What?
Y'all niggas broke. Y'all niggas aiming rich since the pandemic.
Pull up again!
We know what's going on outside, nigga.
That's not you.
Not front, nigga. Ooh, get on your body, nigga.
Ooh, ah.
Talking that money, that's really not you.
Niggas be talking this money, the nigga, that's not you.
That's not you, nigga.
151 ones, the nigga that I blew. Hit clubs, live 15 bands, nigga, on the walkthrough.
15
pack,
nigga.
GLS, CP3, nigga, we don't walk to. Get up on us, we throw it in sport too. MP had to make it to court too. And look at my drip, man, it cost two. I don't speak on the shit that I bought you. And we all shining and I got diamonds and niggas know I'm a boss too. Are you talking that money, that's not you. Are you talking that money, that's not you.
Niggas be talking them bodies, nigga, that's not true.
What?
Bitch, I'm the boss. I'm the one sending them niggas that shot you. Soon as I up this 30,
bow.
Nigga, my hands get dirty. Nigga, don't fight, get buried.
Bow.
Shoot at your feet, get sturdy.
Bow.
Y'all niggas be talking that money shit, cause your man get it.
What?
Y'all niggas broke. Y'all niggas aiming rich since the pandemic. A million teams with some bands in it. In the lamb, in the yams with it. You get a name just to get to know her. I get a name to do scams with it. It's mine.
Niggas be talking that money, the nigga, that's not you.
That's not you.
151 ones, the nigga that I blew. Hit club, live 15 bands, nigga, on the walkthrough.
15 pack,
nigga. GLS, CP3, nigga, we don't walk to. Get up on us, we throw it in sport too. MP had to make it to court too. And look at my drip, man, it cost two. I don't speak on the shit that I bought you. And we all shining and I got diamonds and niggas know I'm a boss too. Are you talking that money, that's not you. Are you talking that money, that's not you.
Talking that shit that you live a little bitch, that's not you. Bitch,
of my niggas, he killin' the mission. That nigga, he not my business. My money goes longer than inches. I sit bitches down on the benches. He sneak this us, he miss my niggas in case behind on the fence.
Niggas be talking this money, the nigga, that's not you.
That's not you.
151 ones, the nigga that I blew. Big club lit, 15 bands, nigga, on the walkthrough.
15 packs,
chill less, be three, nigga, we don't walk two. Get up on us, we throw it in sport two. MP had to make it to court two. And look at my dripping, it cost two. I don't speak on the shit that I bought you. And we all shining and I got diamonds and niggas know I'm a boss too. Are you talking that money, that's not you. Are you talking that money, that's not you.
That's right, that's right. 1212. It's your boy Ben Hop every Monday right here. I'm here live. I'm doing it. I'm showing you some love. Make sure you get at me. Send me your music. This is what I do. I've been doing it for the last 10 years. I'm showing love to independent artists. New music. Get at me right here on Excitement Radio. The best kept secret. Your boy Ben Hop. Let's go. Get at me.
Yeah. It's great, God. The code is immaculate. This shit cost me 7,000 cash, no Kaepernick. The cashmere crimey, the one they ain't wanna let in the club. He was too grimy. The one that all the thorough chicks wanna sink they teeth in. The clothes you buy to wear to the club, I go to sleep in. The neighbors know my name is in cursive in the deep end. I told you pussies that I'm a wolf. I don't wear sheepskin.
You always fucking shake.
Should I continue? All you need to have was a bird. Menu.
Like
great God, love, when the code is immaculate, this shit cost me 7,000 cash, no Kaepernick. The cashmere crimey, the one they ain't wanna let in the club, he was too grimy. The one that all the thorough chicks wanna sink they teeth in. The clothes you buy to wear to the club, I go to sleep in. The neighbors know my name is in cursive in the deep end. I told you pussies that I'm a wolf, I don't wear sheepskin.
You always fucking shake.
Should I continue? All you need to have was a bird and you on the menu. Like security, I follow you to the venue. I never liked you suck-ass rappers and don't pretend to. Now, so I be damned if I scuff my boot and go back and forth with a purse-wearing rapper that think he cute. No, no. I'm Diferente, rap's Roberto Clemente. My watch face is Tiffany, not my sneaks, comprende.
You are now listening to God Purpose. God Purpose.
Crowd like I drew the gap. Few dial for the Gucci slacks. The shoes is two racks. But I ain't skiing. Hopping out the European. Your bitch trash. I wouldn't pee on your BM. I've been shining like light when it hit 3M. Fiend smoke it out of the soda can. He don't need stem. The spot where the bum niggas at, I never be in. Fly nigga with an attitude. I'm MC Ren. Addicts is my friends. They get extra if they bring me selves. I let them sniff the residue under my fingernails. Bring the scale. You niggas will never measure up. A rapper that pose and bitch clothes never next to us. You niggas weird and your song's garbage. Quit this rap shit, we need more workers in the fish market. Fuck your name, you just a big target. No tattoos, I draw on the artists. Now we dearly departed. The trench coat gallery department. Got a girl I nicknamed Dumb Bitch. Her head is retarded. Gosh.
Stop fucking playing games and get back to the fucking basics and put that fucking good music out. Start talking that shit again and stop worrying about all the shit outside of the music. The music gotta be good. Ain't nobody gonna say it, but I'm y'all not talking that shit no more.
Yo, what's good? This be your boy Lamborghini Law kicking it live with my nigga DJ Ben Hop. The best kept secret like a child that ain't yours, my nigga. ExcitementRadio.com. Let's get it.
It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me. I didn't ask you.
Hey, yo, heads. Prepare for the motherfucking war. Word up. Not me. We got my man Lego manifesto just coming out in the background. Now, that's about to do our best.
Never who battle, it's war. Watch those heads get blown, cause they can't hold their own. Competition breeds a virus like a fucking whisper. It's the lyrical battle world that we have in store. In our mentals, me and X destroy MCs who cruising any instrumental. They can't test the power, man, into iron fist. Flipping script, and you want with the fucking army run, son. Government issue and iron gun. Empty out the clip and show his body get rid. When the hoes make the blood flow on the street. Now who wanna creep? I bet your G's son that your man. Starting from the head to the feet. When you come speak to spit, get this nigga for the drink. My brother, no other struggle. We all other suckers. Suck
Seen all the ends of our block. Watching the posters drop.
Best reaction, connecting, intersecting. Giving you calls to get down and go for yours. Yeah. That don't mean a word to me. Oh my man, scram before you get open like a soda can.
If you're something like I'm Dior, niggas be like, what you be on? Finally home. You try to play us like the fuck is on. Leave the bodies warm. Now that's the way we transform.
Start creating, elevating, never faking. Always keep your body shaking. Penetrating your brain, transforming it. That you feel nothing but pain.
So afraid, your mind put that door got in game. The two-man tour is bringing pain to your frame. Taking all your fame.
That's our word.
Just a little nappy here, snotty nose kid. From the gutter where the roaches live. Got my aim up and my focus, bitch. Now I got flows on deck. Now I got flows in the flow so illy. Now I got swag in the swag with the millie. Go ahead, put the money in the bag. Don't say shit, boy, and don't act silly. Hustle hard, I worked hard. That means that I scraped forward on bended knee. I talk to God, y'all know that. I prayed for it. When it comes to wins, I rack them up. Man, I go Hussein for it. In the jungle, go ape for it. Bad as fuck, Cool J for it. 100 real, you lame for it. Yo, Jenny Garney, too. Late forest, I came to rock you Goldilocks. I'm a grizzly bear. I ate your porridge. You ain't dope, no Pyrex, no hard white. You ain't boiling. I'm blood in like I bang for it. Hold up, wait for it. Best kept, blat, secret, blat, crack. DJ Ben Hop, tune in. Excitement Radio. Why the fuck they ain't signed?
We about to blaze and we know. We gonna let these cats know, man. This is not a fucking game, man. Y'all better back up and get smacked up, man, for real. Y'all don't want no head-ons with me. No, this is me. This hip-hop thing right here is me, you know? Mine and only mine, man. I hold the crown for here. Yo, I'm the hottest thing spittin'. Like no bacon soda, there's a grease vibe in your kitchen. My simplistic, murderous lyrics turn haters into statistics. And the one that's down the dump, bullets out the clip quick. Either jump off the and quit riding and get your shit split pop. I rockin' more ice than frost, praying for La Raza. No one's in the casa. Hold it down for the lower middle class of the Blanco Shakala. That bomb's harder than Sean Carter. Plus my style be fatter than them two chickens from the Parkers. What's the drill with it? Y'all cats ain't real with it. When the steel starts clicking, you better tuck your between your legs and start clucking like a fucking chicken. It's a fucking session, you heard? Give me a case of Budweiser. Two guns and some beats that I can work with. I'm a lounge dropping more freestyle rhymes than Wordsmith. I don't play hop, my mustache make you duck down. When it drops, I have your arms in the air like I scored a touchdown. I got some old school in me mixed with the new. My red dot pimpin' shit be spraying cues like my D-O-G-D-O-A-Yo. Roll like uncut, yeah, yo, and I don't play, yo. The most versatile MC ever. To murder the wild style with lyrics is critical. Invincible individual that still hold it down for the four C-O-R-N-E-R ghetto superstar that'll leave your team scarred just like the new boy. Yo, I'm hot. Big ups to the seven figure fam, lot of films and my man choke a lot. Yo, if you got beef with MIC, holla at my DOG Ben H-O-P like your stay sons the mix 96.0.N.E. you heard? Get murdered on the WAP staff freestyle fade off. Cats need to lay off. Let this nitty spray off the red.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to Ben Hop Shywell on Best Kept Secret on ExcitementRadio.com.
I'm wired different to all of them. Man, skilly, killy, whack, whack. You see me, pretty tingle, titties, pass a cushion, bang. I can listen them, the man that understands. Never gonna strike, always on the bench. Shit, they never fold, always gonna bend. We am from the end, 60 on the bends. Put 50 cent, plenty many men. I'm hearing all the chattings, pussy rest with pen. See me, yeah, bent, everything on 10. Back on right the send, wearing black again. Boots, them and Louis, that's a black again. Wavy without a dewy, nothing you can do me. 360 camera when I do it, you read. Fly from a juvie, always been religious. I was wearing chewy, punch up all your goonies. Got a lot of ghoulies, all the way to lab. Man, them every Jewy. Spin the book to garage like the DJ Spoonie. Turn the man to cabbage, showing that Gucci. When I tell you, blood is not Suzuki. Blood, I'm in my prime, go and tell you, roomy. Oh, you think you're funny, man, we'll take it, Julie. This is king size, fuck your little food. Oh, tonight I had a Benz with two seats. Drop that top like a meal for the newbie. I done told you the two-piece Gucci. Man, made about a hotel ticket off a of blue cheese. Asked with my amigos like QC. Try something, I'ma say it off like Lucy. New man, then an old man, man, new me. Hella flair, I'm a debonair, excuse me. You see the flair? I woo like Rick with it. Cash out for a haul. I might send you a brick with it. We're taking everything. Me and my syndicate. It's not a coincidence. The piece increment. I'm not indolent. The bar's intricate. The shirt's indigo. The swag's infinite.
Really, what's man saying? I'm moving super sane. I'm forever mine. I teeter what you mean. Red, I fucking dance. I'm with rubber stains. Sipping red wine. Spill it, left a stain. Wagging for the beef. Chuckle for the same. See, she want peace, but I won't gain. See, she want mine. She put it on the plate. Straight from the top, no intro. Still like a little shot of rain with my Vimto. Though I don't talk to police, don't info. I don't care what the fuck you're saying, I ain't involved. We boy gone, I should throw a binko. Take flat with a little baddie, let a skin glow. Guys said he would want to go, guys, skin tone. Let me mind my business, how I end this all now. With eucalyptus, started on a quarter. Then I got addicted, had a little rover. Then I got a big whip, I was like Zola. Whether this wise tipped it, everything top with, I don't want to take the biscuit. Listen, I've been training, I might follow misfits. Box up, something, all the money made me fit. This gear free, I ain't even got to shift it. Original like his myth. My last two shots, man, twitched it. I threw a man's clean. It made it hard for your girl to resist it. I still hit, boy, I ain't got a big hit. If you're talking the hardest, Merck's and Marcus. Warm to them, this is walk in the park shit. Not man from my era in a casket. All 9 out of 10 of them, I just pass it. Say something silly to my face, I'm pass it. This is Murray, still man's garnet. Took a couple L's, I don't know, I'm charging. No cap, made about a million, market. Kojo with the funds, done talking.
That's right, that's right. Let's get a secret, come on. Yeah, yeah. How we do? Every Monday right here, Excitement Radio. Let's go. Every Monday, that's our last set right there. Let's run it down the line. We start off the set with T. Let's say, let me get the name right now. Ty Uzi, Class Murder, and Asian Doll. The three of them came together in a joint is called Not You. I had to bring that one back. I had to do the pull on that joint. Yo, and I'm going to tell you, this to me is a cross of like that hip hop with that trap. Like it had that energy. Cause what I'm saying is that beat was more like that trap type beat, but they lyrics was like that. Like they were hitting you. They were hitting you with the lyrics. And I'm telling you, everybody has so much energy. Like, ooh, like, like when you play the song, there's no doubt that you feel the energy from the song. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's how music should make you feel, man. Like, it should give you a feeling. It should make you be like, yo, this is energy. Get you up and just, so shout out to the three and a round of applause to them, man. That was great, man. I like that. Then after that, of course, another brother with a lot of energy. Great God. Oh, man. Round of applause to Great God, man. For real, for real, for real. Round of applause. Featuring Rome Streets on this one, man. I'm going to tell you, man. I like this brother right here. If you ever seen Great God, he has like a mask he wears all the time. So you don't even see his face. He got like a mask on. Like, it's not like a, it's more like a, kind of like that ski type mask. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, this brother is lyrical. Like, when it comes to that energy, he gives you that energy. Yo, I'm going to tell you, this is hip hop. This is streets. This is music. This is, like I said, this is giving me that different thing that I need. Like, not just stuck on that one thing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Great God and Rome Streets on that one. Fire, fire. Round of applause on that too. Again, fire, fire. Then, you want to add anything, Shy? Because I'm, you know, you back.
What's one are you on?
Well, I'm on the second one right now. Second one.
Okay, so we can do the second one.
Yeah, go ahead. What you want to add? That's Great God right there.
That was definitely, it was hot from the beginning. Like I mentioned before, that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Because sometimes you have some artists, they have a song and be like, yeah, The intro be like 15.
Too long.
They still haven't said nothing. Now, unless the beat is hot. When right. The beat is extra, extra hot, then it's a different story.
Right.
So
right,
yes,
right.
That is definitely something, I can appreciate, you know. And, you know, another thing with like albums, you know, there's no interludes in albums anymore, right? Because
they just
make music.
I don't understand what you're trying to say. What are you trying to?
Like this song in the beginning had a whole like a skit, not really a skit, but like an intro. It was different.
You're talking about the next song, The War? That's the third one, War. That's Zambu. That's my brother. Something I produced back in the 90s called War when we started. Nothing is over. Nothing is over with.
Music don't have that no more.
I know. I'm just saying. Nothing is over. Nothing is over. It was this right here. Hold on. Let me play it again. Nothing is over.
It's over.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war!
You asked me, I didn't ask you.
Hey, yo, heads.
By yeah. albums back in the day.
They had stuff like that.
Aren't they called interludes or something?
Well, that's not it. Well, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, they had little interludes where, like, you know, they had a little skit. Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. They had skit. Because an album was supposed to take you on a journey. Like, when you listen to an album, it's supposed to be a journey. Like, okay, perfect example. If you listen to the first Notorious Big, Ready to Die, right? You listen to that album, right? It starts off with a great intro. Like, the way it starts, it gets you ready to hear the album. Cause it starts off with like a whole, it's like kinda like a timeline. It's showing how the mama had Biggie. So you can hear her in the operating room like, okay, push honey, push. And he coming out, and then the timeline goes, you know, where, you know, he getting in trouble. And then mama's like, oh, you driving? And then the timeline goes where he in jail, he getting out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Like that whole, right. And then it goes into the back in the days, doom, da doom, da doom, da doom. Back in the days, we used to, it's like, it takes you on a journey. So I get what you're saying.
That's what I was saying. Right. Like when I heard that, I'm like, see, I like that. That's what I remember music being
like.
Oh, so
you like the way I produced that?
It sounds really good.
Oh, you know me now.
I wrote a whole paragraph about you.
You know me now. Okay, Shy Will knows Ben Hop now. Oh, okay, yes. But yeah, you're right. It takes you on a journey. It's not just music. Like, we want to take you on a journey. And I get what you're saying. So yes. Yeah, so that was my, you know, my brother and ES on that, Evil Spick. It's called War. I did that back in like 98, maybe? Uh-huh. 98? I think I made that. So, uh-huh. Shout out to them. And then,
go ahead.
And last but not least, you know, the last one, Merk Stun. Like, I hope I'm saying it right. April Showers. So that was the name of the song, but I hope I'm saying his name right. Merk Stun. Shout out to him. This was like that, you know, I wouldn't say hip hop, but kind of in between. Had a great little vibe to it. Great thing. Definitely want to hear more from him. See what else he's working with. What else he's doing. And when I say I want to hear more from an artist, it's because, like I said, you know, every time you hear a song, just because you hear a song doesn't mean that song is the one that's going to take them to that next level. You get what I'm saying? It could be a good song, but that doesn't mean that that's the one I want to keep playing. And I tell you, when you make music, the way you should make music is you want people to want to rewind your song as soon as it's done.
That's right.
That's how you want to make music. You want to make music like as soon as your song is done, they playing the rewind button, or they got it on loop mode where it just keeps looping and playing because they want to hear it so much that they enjoy it and they want to hear it. That's how you want to make music. I ain't gonna lie. That's how I am with my music. The music I produce, I drive with my shit in the car. Cause that's what I like. Like, I ain't lying. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I heard somebody said, if you on Spotify and you got zero listeners on your Spotify music, that means that you ain't even listening to your own shit.
That's just like if you get no likes on something on Instagram, you're not even liking your own stuff.
You're not even liking your own shit. Like, come on. And so I'm just telling you, that's how I am. Now, I get excited. I even make a post. If you're not excited about your music, who else is going to be excited about it? Like, if you're not excited about what you do, who else is going to be excited about what you do? You got to be excited. And I'm going to tell you, it's a way to be excited now. You can't be excited and be all cocky with it. I think you should be excited, but also be humble with it. Like, you know, when you're excited, you're also humble with it because it's like, you know, you really take it in how people really enjoying what you do. You know, you're not getting all big headed like, oh shit, you know, you're really excited, but you kind of humble with it. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I get excited when I listen to my own shit. Like, I could be listening to my own shit. That's how I get. So, that's how you should be with your music. You're supposed to be excited listening to your stuff. Like, if you're not excited listening to your own stuff, you might as well just hang it up, see who's hiring. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got a lot of, you know, you could do Uber. You could do Amazon driving. You could do something else in life. Don't do music if that's what it is. Like, if you're not excited about your own project, don't do it. Don't do it. And if you feel frustrated about it, don't do it. I always say, when you do this music game, you're supposed to have a love for it. Like, you should have a love for the music that you do, because the love is going to then translate into everything else. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you're doing it for a reason, right, and your why, the reason you're doing it, your why is because I'm trying to move out the ghetto, I'm trying to buy my mama a house, I'm trying, whatever you're trying to do, the why, right, you may not get those checks, those whys, when you work in it, because you probably get a lot of closed doors before you get open doors. You get what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, you know, do it for the love. Like, do music for the love. Like, when you do it for the love, everything else gonna fall in place. Everything gonna fall in place. Because, first of all, you're doing some, like, when you do something for love, you could be up all night working on your stuff. And you're not gonna be tired at all. You ain't gonna be yawning. You ain't gonna be like, well, let me go watch some TV right now and take a break. No, 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 no. If you doing something you love and you, like when I was making beats, I was up all through the night by myself, just vibing, just, I could go to sleep 3-4 o'clock in the morning. It don't matter. And I wake up early because that's what I love to do. That's what I was doing. I love that. And I was in that mindset. And this is how your brain reacts. When you love something, it's like your brain creates that energy for you to have that energy. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not sleepy. You're not fun. Matter of fact, there's not enough hours in a day, because when you're doing something you love, that time go by real fast. It's like, it speeds by. You're like, God damn, man, it's already the next. Yep. So that's the whole thing I'm saying. So with that being said, man, shout out to everybody we played. Let's bring back some of the joints. Round of applause. Let's bring back some of the joints that we played today, man. Definitely keep it locked right here. ExcitementRadio.com. We about to close it out after that, but come on, let's go.
Give me some of that vagina.
And this beat from Cash, not from YouTube.
20 seconds ago, I was doing that thing that you like. I just cut my bitches off. Love, I'm tryna rekindle the light. Like, it's just me for you. She just wanna have fun, let's get a little threesome going. She made a call, she ain't gon' keep it boring. She said, I got one job, baby, just keep me prime. I said, she got one job, baby, just keep recurring. She told me she like it like that, okay, baby, let me rewind it. She told me I'm hitting the spot, it didn't take me long to find it. Your pussy is wetter than most, and baby, I'm just being honest. You and your coochie are swings, you got a beautiful vagina. Him and his beautiful pussy and face, let me make a date. Let me go handle this busy, I change, pick you up at 8. I know what you like to eat, baby, let me pick your plate. I'ma make sure you enjoy 2-8, then I get you 8. 28 seconds ago, I was doing that thing that you like. I just cut my bitches off. I know we both fell in love, I'm tryna rekindle the light. Like, it's just me for you. She just wanna have fun, let's get a little threesome going. She made a call, she ain't gon' keep it boring. She said, I got one job, baby, just keep me pouring. I said, she got one job, baby, just keep recurring. She told me she like it like that, okay, baby, let me rewind it. She told me I'm hitting the spot, it didn't take me long to find it. Your pussy is wetter than most, and baby, I'm just being honest. You and your coochie are swings, you got a beautiful vagina. You and your coochie are swings, you got a beautiful vagina. You and your coochie is twins, you got a beautiful vagina. Right there.
So many big events going on right now, of course, you know.
I know, it's the Best Kept Secret show on ExcitementRadio.com. DJ Ben Hop. But what I want to know is, how do you feel about that?
I'm very excited about that.
Well, so am I. That's why I'm telling everybody, tune in to the Best Kept Secret Show, DJ Ben Hop, ExcitementRadio.com.
Yeah, it's great God. Look, winter coat is immaculate. This shit cost me 7,000 cash, no Kaepernick. The cashmere crimey, the one they ain't wanna let in the club. He was too grimy, the one that all the thorough chicks wanna sink they teeth in. The clothes you buy to wear to the club, I go to sleep in. The neighbors know my name is in cursive in the deep end. I told you pussies that I'm a wolf, I don't wear sheepskin.
You always fucking shake up.
Should I continue? All you need to have was a burden, you on the menu. Like security, I'd follow you to the venue. I never liked you suck-ass rappers and don't pretend to. Now, so I'd be damned if I scuff my boot and go back and forth with a purse-wearing rapper to think he cute. No, no. I'm diferente, rap's Roberto Clemente. My watch face is Tiffany, not my sneaks, Comprende.
You're not listening to God Purpose. God Purpose.
Crowd like I drew the gap. Few dial for the Gucci slacks. The shoes is two racks. But I ain't skiing. Hopping out the European. Your bitch trash. I wouldn't pee on your BM. I've been shining like light when it hit 3M. Fiend smoke it out of the soda can. He don't need stem. The spot where the bum niggas at, I never be in. Fly nigga with an attitude. I'm MC Ren. Addicts is my friends. They get extra if they bring me cells. I let them sniff the residue under my fingernails. Bring a scale. You niggas will never measure up. A rapper that pose and bitch clothes never next to us. You niggas weird and your song's garbage. Quit this rap shit, we need more workers in the fish market. Fuck your name, you just a big target. No tattoos, I draw on the artist. Now we dearly departed. Trench coat gallery department. Got a girl I nicknamed Dumb Bitch. Her head is retarded.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Start talking that shit again. And stop worrying about all the shit outside of the music. The music gotta be.
I like this.
Ain't nobody gonna say it, but I'm, y'all not talking that shit no more.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that, man. That joint is fire. That's our show for tonight, man. I hope you enjoyed the music. Like I said, I had a good time tonight just playing everybody's vibes, just vibing out with what they doing, what they working with. Yo, shout out to everybody that we played today. Keep doing what you do. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? Keep working at it. Keep doing what you do. Keep putting out that good stuff, that good music. You know what I'm saying? Work at it. Like I said, you know, don't listen to the people out there. Do what you do, man. Do what you do. Do what you love, man. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, Shywell?
Yeah, great job once again, Ben Hop, with the selection of music. This is always a great show. It's great content. And, you know, if I was an artist, I would definitely submit my music to Excitement Radio.
That's right.
To hear what you got to say.
We played the fire, yeah.
Nah, it was very good. And I like it. You know, it's all genres, a little bit for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
last week's show was more R&B. This week's show was kind of like, I wouldn't say more hip hop, but you know, less R&B. But last week we had more R&B on the show. Like last week's show was more R&B. But yeah, we get different, like I said, get music from submissions from everywhere.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so shout out to everybody, man. All right.
So this is Shy Will.
Mm-hmm.
It's Our World, Our Way. Everybody is a winner. Tune in every Monday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
There you go. With that being said, man, like I said, we keep doing it. We keep bringing you the sounds. All you gotta do is go to excitementradio.com, click on the submit music tab. All the information is there, you know what I'm saying? To send us your music, get it in before Friday, Saturday. You know, if I got slots, if I got space on Monday, I get you in on Monday's show. You will see me put you in the post. That means that you are on the show. We will be playing your joint and we will tag you when we play it. That's how we do, man. And like I said, a lot of the joints that I play, if I'm feeling it, we're going to keep showing you some love. Keep playing it. So shout out to everybody that sent us music and keep doing what you do. Follow us on all social media platform, Excitement Radio on everything. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X, all of those, you know, is Excitement Radio. So with that being said, we are out, man. Let's, you know, close it out. We're going to close it out with, my Afrobeat song, man. Let's do the Afrobeat joint with my brother right here. Joss X. We see y'all. Peace. Let's go.
All right. That's bad for my health.